Okay. And welcome back. Getting email in that we're down. We're not on the air, but I'm not sure about that. So hopefully we are and you're able to hear, but it wouldn't surprise me. Oh, here's a phone call. Let's see. Hello? Oh, I got a wrong number. Okay. Wrong number. Okay. It says the archives are down. Now it's saying the website is down. But the website, let me see, I'll try it. Website is up fine. So I don't know. Some people may be having some problem in certain areas. Yeah. Okay. All right. So most of you are able to hear. There are some issues in some areas. So hopefully you'll be okay, most of you. All right, let's get right back to work here. The work, of course, is trying to make the information available so people can process it and do with it what they will. It's called the First Amendment and a God-given right to think and evaluate how you, as an individual, want to do. Unfortunately, there are people on this planet who don't think you have any God-given rights at all because they think they're God. Mitchell Henderson is back with us tonight. Once a week, we get to talk to Mitch. He has an extraordinary ability to assess and analyze. He's got equally extraordinary connections with various groups who are interested in saving this country, etc. So, I'm getting some email here. Let's see. Let me take a quick here. I can hear you. I just, okay. All right. So you're able to hear, but we're taking a sidestep apparently in some cases. All right. Mitchell, welcome back to the program. How are you? I shouldn't say that. I know how you are. You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Let me just first say something about the domestic situation. What it is, the government relies on your fear of them to create voluntary compliance. But what the people need to do is they need to resist. So to resist, they need to lose the fear of the government. Okay, I recommend my book, A Man Beyond His Mission. It's an insider's truthful exposition of the government and why you should not be afraid of it. A Man Beyond His Mission is available on Amazon by Mitchell Henderson. So let me get to the current world situation.
A quick note, Mitch. Did you happen to hear any of the last hour with the guest, James Karolak? Very, very interesting. We took the Deagle.com forecasts and looked at them. I didn't know this. I first saw it in 2017. I thought it just went up then. It went up first in 2013. And had the same projection for most countries, but the United States by 2025 didn't have 99 million. It had only 61 million left. And thanks for all of you emailing in who are on the list and can get to my email. We're in most cases just fine. Good. Thank you. So it came out first in 2013, 12 years at least in advance of the 2025 deadline, pun intended. This is a very interesting situation. We've got real problems because all of the other Western white Christian nations are almost all of them equally as damaged. We are catastrophically damaged if we're down to 99 million. If we're down to 61 million, we're to third or fourth world status. That's going to be the end. We will be a jungle here. And then the Chinese will come in and fill the void.
Yeah. Let me tell you, the situation is so rapidly evolving that the last hour before I ended up on the phone with three different people giving me information. So I was not able to hear.
Wow.
Things are moving very fast. So
yeah.
A lot of times I get a lot of information just before the show and stuff, which I wish I would get a little earlier. But anyway, because of Biden's turning his back on allies and supporting enemies, new alliances are growing. Biden has tasked the CIA to run destabilization operations on both Israel and Saudi Arabia, while at the same time prostrating itself at the feet of an uncaring Iran. Biden wants the Israeli elections rigged against Netanyahu. Obama tried this before, but the Democrats have gotten better at it since then. Okay, as we just saw recently in November. Biden has taken the heat off of Iran's allies like Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and Al-Qaeda. The CIA, in turn, intends to turn Israel and Saudi Arabia into a living hell, killing yet more millions in the name of the military-industrial complex and China. You'll see the connection as I kind of, as I go through this, but why is Biden taking the heat off of Iran while alienating the Sunni Arab nations? We get oil from the Sunni Arab nations, as does India, Taiwan, Japan, the Philippines, and Australia. He is doing it because Biden is Chairman Xi's servant. Okay, Biden wants to keep U.S. troops in Afghanistan because China is hated by all Sunni Muslims for the genocides of the Uyghurs in China, and China needs protection from them. It cannot have an Islamic force on its border, and Afghanistan does border it, that it has no control over. Islamists in Pakistan are already murdering Chinese they find and attacking Chinese workers' camps, as well as all of the projects that China is working on behalf of the Belt and Road Project. This is also why Pakistan broke from its longtime ally, Saudi Arabia, and embraced Iran as an ally to give a continuous land bridge from China through Pakistan to Iran. And China now has a mutual defense agreement with Iran and Pakistan. Okay, polite news from the affected nations said the U.S. is not being strong against Iran and China, while more uncensored news says just the opposite. They say that the USA is protecting China and Iran and their interests. Much is at stake as the all-inclusive capabilities of 5G to link AI with Internet of Things and the vaccinated human. The Biden administration refuses to block Huawei, which was a 5G company, cell phone company started by
I didn't know this. I don't like to give Biden credit for doing anything because he's not. It's the Obama, Susan Rice intermediaries that are running the show, in my view.
Right.
But so what we're saying here is that 5G is now, Huawei is out of it. They're, in terms of most of the Western allies we have, so they got rid of Huawei. That really angered the Chinese. By the way, Huawei is now putting its money into electric vehicles. Just so you know how much that hurt them. It hurt them that much that the corporation is switching to a large degree to electric vehicles. I just saw that the other day. Go ahead.
But Biden actually has said that he is not going to block Huawei. He won't commit to keeping Huawei.
I would think that Beijing Biden wouldn't. Yeah, I agree.
Yes. Oh. Okay, because it's actually integral to the mass control of the soon to be created though vaccination of the cyborg population of the Earth. It will be integral to the mass control of those people. Even the European Union does not want this, but it looks like Biden is good with it. But the U.S. needs desperately to keep technological innovation going in the U.S. and to create the electronic infrastructure of a totalitarian police state is rare earth minerals. Only China has a supply sufficient to do so. Maybe that's why Biden will not commit to keeping China's Huawei out of the U.S. market. Maybe that is why Biden thinks that genociding people is an okay cultural thing that China does. Maybe that is why allies cannot take him seriously. China brags that it already controls all content on YouTube. YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki is the granddaughter of Franciszek Wasicki, who helped create communism in Poland in 1947. She is definitely a globalist Marxist.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
well, remember Boris Johnson's daddy, Stanley Johnson, has written about 8 or 10 books on eugenics. I mean, this is it. I'll send you the titles. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So a new military alliance is forming to interfere with China's Belt and Road program. The UK has warned China that setting up any new military bases in the South China Sea means war. The U.S. never talks so aggressively to China. This stretches from the U.K. to France, Italy, Greece, Cyprus, Israel, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Bahrain, India, Malaysia, Singapore, Vietnam, Australia, the Philippines, and Japan. These nations let us in on their naval exercises in the Indo-Pacific region, but the other nations know that the U.S. is there to keep them in check, not the Chinese. Okay. So North Korea had declared its readiness to drop communism, enjoy the free nations in peace, and to help block Chinese expansion. After Biden was sworn in, North Korea sent through back channels that Kim Jong-un would send his sister to USA to start talks about making North Korea a part of the solution instead of the problem. The Zionist Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, essentially told Kim to bugger off. They are our mortal enemies, no matter what South Korea wants, making South Korea look like a puppet state of the U.S. without any true sovereignty. Consequently, North Korea sent rocket and nuclear weapons experts to Iran so they can hurry up and make Iran a nuclear power to further diminish U.S. power and influence in the world. This is Kim Jong-un telling Tony Blinken to bugger off. Blinken may arrogantly think that he is smart and respected, but that is not what our allies nor our enemies think. Okay. Chairman Xi even told Biden that the next U.S. ship that sails through the Taiwan Strait will start a war. If he said this to Trump, Trump would call his bluff. If Biden calls their bluff, there will be silence. Then a surprise attack that will be humongous and costly to us. The last destroyer that went through the strait was shattered by China's very best bombers. Okay. Meanwhile, Iran says that they will not hold any talks with the USA or EU nations until all sanctions are removed. Israel has said that it will attack Iran if sanctions are lifted. In response, Biden will not attack Iran, but intends to attack Israel and Saudi Arabia, cutting off our oil so that since we scuttled the Keystone Pipeline and put a moratorium on drilling for any more oil in this country, Biden's going to make us pay higher fuel costs and make our life miserable. You know, it's like, does he want to destroy America? Biden definitely has an America last foreign policy.
So does the Obama Rice cartel that is watching over every move that walking corpse makes.
Oh, yeah. He's a puppet, that's for sure. Biden and Blinken want to start World War III just as soon as possible. They know that they cannot fix all of the problems that the Democratic Party has started for America, so they need a big war to distract us and unite us. This will not unite us at all. Biden and Harris live in some fantasy land that they project on the Earth, while the Earth looks at the USA as a messy has-been power that is unreliable and fickle. Because of the Great Alliance arrayed against them, the Chinese wants Biden to destroy that alliance, and Biden is taking out the center, which is Israel and Saudi Arabia. China has personally declared that they had a no first use nuclear war policy, but now with French and British ships, as well as Australians patrolling the South China Sea, they've declared last week that they will use nuclear weapons if they start losing a conventional war. France has a nuclear submarine with nuclear weapons on it in off the China coast right now. U.S. Navy Admiral Charles Richard agrees that war in East Asia is very likely to go nuclear. Okay. On the land, China has invested so heavily on naval and air assets that its land forces are poorly equipped and not very professional. China has 38 combat divisions, while on their west border, there are 43 Indian combat divisions. And to their south in Vietnam, there are 29 combat divisions and 2,000 years of hatred towards the Chinese. That is 72 combat divisions against the Chinese 38 combat divisions. Keep in mind that while the PAVM, the Vietnamese Army, is the finest light infantry on earth, the Chinese People's Liberation Army is not very good. It's of medium to poor quality troops. In war from 1955 to 1975, the PAVM, the North Vietnamese Army, killed about 58,000 troops over 20 years. In 1979, the Vietnamese Army killed 300,000 People Liberation Army troops in 1 month.
That's wow. Right.
That's,
wow.
That's six times more Americans than Americans were killed in 20 years.
I understand. Okay? Yeah.
So India has 150 nuclear missiles that can strike anywhere in China. China has 400 nuclear weapons. When the State Department said that China had 1,000 nuclear weapons, it was arguing against defending Taiwan over China's "Do you want to lose Los Angeles over Taiwan?" threat. Of course, Pakistan already has nuclear weapons, and Israel is expanding its nuclear weapons production facility at Dimona right now, as we speak. Okay.
And don't forget, Mitchell, if I might just put this in for people who think that what can Israel do with intermediate-range ballistic missiles from Israel? Wrong. Israel has ICBMs. Anybody who can put up a satellite in orbit has an ICBM. Just remember that.
That's true. Also, when we sent our nuclear submarine through the Strait of Hormuz, right behind it was an Israeli submarine. It has 16 cruise missiles on it that mm-hmm. are nuclear. I think each one is 120 kiloton or so. Mm-hmm. They're pretty mm-hmm. good. And off of from the Persian Gulf, those Israeli missiles can hit any place in Iran. Okay, they can reach anywhere that they need to go. So. Anyways, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates said that they're going to go nuclear as soon as possible, too. You know, if Iran can have nuclear weapons, well, Saudi Arabia and the UAE say we're going to have nuclear weapons also. So Biden is actually starting a nuclear weapons arms race in the world with his stupid policies, okay? People have no idea just how dangerous Biden has made the world. In 2020, he stole the U.S. election. In 2021, he will steal our lives. Part of the Biden-Blinken plan we are seeing now. While China becomes more aggressive in the South China and East China Seas, so Iran and its proxies in the Middle East have become more aggressive. Iran attacked an Israeli cargo ship in the Gulf of Oman a few days ago. And last night, Israel bombed major Iranian Guardian forces, IGRC force camps inside the city of Damascus itself. Now, Israel never
confirmed their attacks. Is that what those were? They were Republican
yeah.
Guard camps, advisors?
Yeah, they were Republican Guard camps.
Helping the Syrians out. All right, now, as far right. as that explosion on the ship, it's mm-hmm. hard for me to believe the Iranians would be that dumb as to light off a bomb on an Israeli flagged or owned vessel. Right in the hometown waters. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, here's what the
I'd say false flag the other way around is what I'd say.
It's actually that ship's registered in the Isle of Man in Great Britain, and it's a Bahamas flagged ship. So
it's an Israeli owned vessel. I was reading. That's what I read.
Yeah, it's Israeli owned, but the flag on it was from the Bahamas. Yeah. So Iran may have thought it was just bullying the
Bahamas. That's pretty stupid if they can't figure out who owns the ship. I just don't think the Iranians are up to committing suicide. I just think they're smarter than that.
You know, like the United States is committing suicide, and we would hope we would be smarter than that, too, though. But,
well, you know what? You're right, but I like to think, Mitchell, that it's not the United States that you and I grew up in. It's been taken over, and those people are the ones who are destroying this country. All right, hold on a minute, and Mitch Henderson and I will be right back with more after this. Okay, let me do this real quick, Mitch. This guest last hour, James Karolak, had sent me a note that I didn't get to, and I want to bring this up because it's been a long time since I covered it. He explains when he talks to people, first, what COVID-19 actually means. COVID-19. COVID means Certificate of Vaccination, COV. And ID stands for 1 is artificial and 9 is intelligent. So you got certificate of vaccination, AI. Corona, the word, has 6 letters. He's assigned number values to each letter. C equals 3, O equals 15. He's counting up the alphabet. R is an 18, O is 15, N is 14, and A is 1. 6 letters plus the number value of those 6 letters is 66. So you add the 6 letters to the 66 numerical value of those 6 letters, and you've got 666. There's no coincidences.
I've got another coincidence for you. Here, okay. And you know what I use as an ex-cop, what I say about coincidences stacking up. Is it starting to look suspicious? So as you know, the doctors have taken to calling the vaccine an experimental biological agent. Even the NIH and the CDC admit now that it is not a vaccination. It does not prevent you from catching the disease. And if you catch the disease, you can spread the disease to other people. It is at best a treatment that lessens your chance of having serious consequences from the virus, but it does not protect you from it otherwise. Okay, so when I said that it was a coincidence, somebody pointed out to me today in Revelations chapter 16:2. It says, the first angel went and poured out his bowl on earth. Terrible and painful sores appeared on those who had the mark of the beast and on those who worshipped his image. I think the COVID vaccine will cause those sores. It's going to create autoimmune disease and cancers like we've never imagined. Okay.
Absolutely correct. 100% correct.
The goal was always to find an excuse, no matter how lame, to encourage everyone to get vaccinated. The image of the beast, maybe that's cable TV and live stream, and it's propaganda and it's brainwashing them. So, you know.
When they start giving the world, Mitch, when they start giving the world the bum's rush about this vaccine, you know you shouldn't get it right then and there.
There's something terribly wrong. Oh, my goodness. As a matter of fact, the Veterans Administration called me Friday to schedule me to go down and get the vaccination.
Come on down and get your vax. We got plenty in stock. Come on down.
So what I told them is, I said, well, there must be some mistake. They said, well, why? You're of the right age and you meet the criteria. I says, no, I certainly do not. I says, I am a straight white male. And the Biden administration has made it crystal clear that were not to get the vaccination. It's to be reserved for underprivileged people. So give my shot to some underprivileged person. That's what I told them.
Good, good.
Well, what I find interesting, too, is in Australia and Europe, there's massive demonstrations against the vaccine. I find it odd that people in those nations have no constitutional right to demonstrate, but they do. Perhaps Americans think because they have a written right to demonstrate, they don't actually have to go out and
demonstrate.
Gets
them off the hook. Hey, listen, there's something going on here, and I do believe now that it's EMF in its genesis. I think it's being spread through the electric grid, through the cell phone tower communications, and God knows where else. Something to placate and take the drive away from the sheep, the masses. Something is sedating them. It's almost a mental anesthetizing. Something's wrong. I remember the Vietnam War demonstrations. We got the hell up, we went out, and we raised hell. And we stopped the war eventually. Took a long time, but that's America. What we have now seems like a fraud imposter.
Well, everybody's very comfortable, relaxed, complacent, you know.
Well, 35 million are facing eviction. I don't know how comfortable they can feel. And when you got a country that has.
That's for sure.
I mean,
that's why I think they have to start a war, is because they can't deal with the problems that are about to befall them. They created this mess. And so, well, I'll get into that next. I'm going to talk a little bit about the economy.
Okay.
But I don't know. I just think, I don't know what it'll take to get people to get up and exercise their God-given inalienable rights. You know, it's like somehow we're so cute. We're so cowed. It's like we fear the government.
Oh, the fear porn has worked
not fear
too
them.
Well.
There is nothing to fear.
Nothing to fear.
So on the economy, I'm not going to go over the obvious damage to the global economy that the pseudo-pandemic has caused. I think it's apparent and speaks for itself. But I just want to mention the house of cards that we're living in. Okay, so the Bank of International Settlements puts the value of all assets on Earth at $606 trillion. That's everything owned by everybody. Okay, the world gross domestic product in 2019 was $97 trillion. In 2020, it was down to $83 trillion. So that's like $14 trillion less in production in 2020.
Right.
Now, the derivatives market is at $1 quadrillion, and that's based on actual assets of only $11.67 trillion. That's $1 quadrillion. That's $1,000 trillion. So say you own $606 in property. You make $83 in income a year, and you have placed bets for $1,000, and they call in all the markers. You only pay a maximum. You can only pay a maximum of $689, and you're still left owing $311. You're kind of screwed, aren't you? Not only have you lost everything, but are actually in a hole that you can't get out of. This global economic crash by itself will cause billions of deaths, okay? And it's all based on all the money and derivatives. Now, do you think I should explain people in a very simple way what a derivative is? Because I'm not sure everybody will understand what derivatives are.
Derivatives are difficult to explain. It's a simple thing,
way. Okay. So a derivative is, let's say that we have a poker game going on in some place, okay? So I'm playing the poker, okay, and I'm placing bets, you know, on my hand and stuff, and, well, you know, it's like, it's my money, I'm going to lose, and I can't lose any more than I have there at the table with me, okay? So behind me stands somebody, and that person says, oh, he says to the guy next to him, he says, I think he's going to win this hand. I bet you $10 he'll win this hand. And the guy says, I'll take that bet. And then he bets with another guy. He says, hey, I bet you $10 he loses that. Because, see, that's what a hedge fund does. That's what hedging your bet is. Okay, so he's going to get his $10 back no matter what. But then this spreads on and on. That's why this $1 quadrillion of derivatives is based on only $11 trillion of actual assets, is because all they are is bets upon bets upon bets upon bets. It's just pure gambling. It's a casino, okay? And it's not even the players. It's not like you put your – it's like if you put your money in the stock market, okay, well, you're going to win money or you're going to lose money, okay? But a derivative would be an instrument – well, Warren Buffett called them instruments of economic mass destruction. Okay, what a derivative does is somebody who's not involved in your stock thing, they're going to either short it, say that, oh, he's going to fail, or they're going to put a put on it and say, oh, he's going to be a success, okay, with this stock maneuver that he just made. And, well, that spirals out of control and goes all over the world, and it's just bets on – it's bets on – thin air, okay, basically. Mm-hmm. It's not bets on anything that you do. Now, these bets, usually they're 90-day bets. It costs $1 per $100 of bet. So if you're betting that something's going to drop $100 in value, you just put $1 on it, and if it drops $100 in value, you get $100 back. Mm-hmm. This $1 quadrillion in derivatives is why almost all the wealth on Earth is in the hands of 0.01% of the people. And they're accumulating money even now as we speak. All the money lost in the United States, the richest people in the United States actually gained more than what the poor people lost. They gained more than that in profits during this pandemic and stuff, okay? During the shutdown. So everybody else's loss was the uber wealthy people's gain. Okay, uh-huh. That money didn't disappear into thin air. It went into somebody's pockets, and it went into Jeff Bezos's pocket. It went into Jack Dorsey's pocket. It went into Bill Gates's pocket. Okay, so it's not that it goes away and evaporates. It's somebody else takes it. So to get that almost $4 billion in extra profit this past year, okay, that was $4 billion taken away from the poorest among us, okay, and most hardworking among us have to pay that money to them. And what did they do to help us? Nothing. They're here. They're takers. They're not makers, okay? So that's always a big problem with the economy is that, there's two ways that you can make a profit. You can make a profit by producing something, or you can make it by speculation. Speculation is why the economy can't grow and the people can't have a better life is because of speculation. Let me give you a classic example. So, say General Motors makes $100 million profit, and they have to make a choice. They can put that $100 million into a new plant and hire more people and get out a new line of cars and stuff, or they can put it into Wall Street and place bets on it. Okay, if they build the plant and put it in there, they're going to get a maximum of about 5% return on their investment. If they put it in Wall Street, they'll get a 17% return. So what do you think General Motors is going to do? They're there to make money for their stockholders. They're going to invest it in Wall Street. They're not going to build a new factory. So there's no incentive to produce more, okay, or to produce better, or to produce at all. The incentive is everything is incentivized to make a speculative profit, okay? So There is a little bit of rebellion against that. There are some people who are wise to that. That's what the whole GameStop fiasco was about, was mm-hmm. that so many people were able to go in and short it that they drove the they actually drove the price up is what they did. And made a lot of money for a lot of little people. Okay. And now there's gotta be a federal investigation about that, congressional hearing, because Lord forbid that some poor person out here might be able to speculate and make a few extra bucks. That is reserved for only the wealthy.
Right.
That is not something that you're supposed to be able to do. The system is rigged against you. And the people rigging the system against you are the same people that are saying that white supremacists rig the system against everybody else. Okay? So it's sort of, it's just super hypocritical. What they do, but you know, I besides that, I just like to emphasize that you have this, you know, back to the vaccine thing. This is what I had a problem with on day one of this vaccine. When they announced the pandemic, they said we'll have a vaccine within a year. On that very day, I thought something was terribly wrong because, this coronavirus is a single-strand, positive-sense RNA virus, okay? There's never been a vaccine made for such a virus. That includes
every animal in the trials died.
Yes.
100%.
Right. They won't even give you the information about what happens to the animals. Doctors can't even get that information. Researchers can't even get that information. You know, it's like when you tell the vaccine companies, oh, no matter what happens, you can't be sued. Oh, well, where's their incentive to be good people? You know, it's like just a payday for everything, no matter what happens, okay? But the problem that I had was that for 40 years, they could not make a vaccine for AIDS. They could not make a vaccine for hepatitis C, which are, both of those are single-strand positive sense RNA viruses. They could never make a vaccine for it. And on the day they announced this pandemic, on the very day they announced it, they said, we will have a vaccine in 1 year. Well, how could they know that? If they couldn't make one for 40 years, how did they know they could make one in just a year?
Well, you know, another point, we've seen
positive scent virus.
The patent is already on file from 3 years ago, I think it was 2017 when they patented several things to do with this particular virus, which was not known then at all. So the Rothschilds were involved with patenting part of it. It's all
right. plus,
disgusting.
Plus, the story of why this ended up in China was very interesting. When I was in the Army, when I worked in biological warfare, well, Nixon in 71 said, well, we're not going to do biological warfare anymore. That was just an executive order, okay? But we still researched viruses in order to create vaccines for them. Well, Dr. Fauci was working on this particular coronavirus, okay, and the FDA told him, you know, why are you playing with this virus? Because you can't make a vaccine for it, so what is your purpose of making this virus jump species? Why? Okay, so Fauci, and this is interesting because Trump said this in front of Fauci, in front of the media of all the United States, anybody could see it. Okay, he told Fauci, well, why'd you give it to China and why did you give them $3.7 million to develop it back in 2015? Okay, so, and of course, Fauci did not deny that, and it's actually well documented and well known that he did that. Well, what did the Chinese and the Democrats have in common? They wanted to get Trump out of office because Trump was bad for China and Trump was bad for the Democrats. So the Democrats are actually traitors to America that they used this as a pretext to create a worldwide police state and a cover to create, to rig an election, okay? So when Biden gets up there and hypocritically mourns the 500,000 people that have died in this country of this coronavirus, he's giving them tribute because their lives paid for him to be president of the United States. It cost their lives. It costs more lives for them to win this election than it costs in total amount of soldiers, U.S. soldiers, killed in World War II. We lost 400,000 soldiers in World War II. A big war, okay? And we lost 100,000 more, 500,000 in the United States, so the Democrats could win an election. Rig an election,
yeah,
I should say.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, so if they're willing to do that, like any good Marxist, are they not willing to exterminate any given number of people they have to accomplish their goals?
Any given
Let me tell you, there's a myth that I heard all my life, okay? And that myth was that the evil of Hitler was that Hitler said the ends justify the means. Well, Jeff, that's totally untrue. That is false, okay? Because Hitler was born in 1889. Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels wrote the Communist Manifesto in 1848. If you read the Communist Manifesto, that is where it says the ends justify the means. It is a communist saying, not a fascist saying. Okay?
Never seen a bigger smear in my life of anyone beyond that which I have seen done to Germany and Adolf Hitler. Never seen anything like it. Stalin is never mentioned. Never.
Another interesting thing is I talked to this woman from East Germany. She's a young woman, but she grew up in East Germany. She was like a teenager and a young woman in East Germany and stuff. So I was talking to her. And she said that, in West Germany, she said they were trained. She recognized this once Germany united. She said the West Germans were taught to be ashamed of being Germans, to feel guilty about being Germans.
Yeah.
And she said under the communists in East Germany, they did not do that. They did not make people feel guilty about being Germans. You know, it's just like, why is the democratic country doing this? This sounds like something the communist side would do, but it's just the reverse, you know? In other words, all the narratives that we know are false narratives. It's almost
they
like
are.
Everything we've been told is a lie, you know?
Damn well true is what it is. You got it. A lie. To one degree or another, they often will shade things 80-90% lie, 10% truth, and the reverse. It's called disinformation.
Right.
Thank you, Mitchell.
Right.
We'll talk to you next week as we continue to watch
this
wild,
thank
careening communist juggernaut. You bet. Take care. All right. That's our Monday program for you, and we will be back tomorrow night. More interesting information and material as we continue to watch the degradation and destruction of the formerly United States of America. Will we stand up and stop it, or at least try to stop it? Time will tell. Back tomorrow.